Aloha, Texans fans. It's Vanessa, your 2013 Pro Bowl cheerleader.
Vanessa, how has this week been for you, being with the other NFL Pro Bowl cheerleaders?
This week has been an absolute blast. I was really anxious coming in just because, you know, I've done military tours before, but they've always been with my girls that I know. And so I was anxious coming into this not knowing anyone. But everyone here has just, all my cheerleader, fellow Pro Bowl cheerleaders have just been so sweet and so kind and open. And I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Tell me what events you've been doing here.
The first day that we were here, we were actually practicing, practice. They send us a DVD before we head out so we can kind of get familiar with routines that we'll be performing. But of course, once we get here, we have to practice all together, and then we learn a new dance. And I've gone to my first luau, and that was really neat. We did a cheer clinic with NFL Play 60, and so we were able to teach some girls a routine that we learned ourselves, so that was neat.
How difficult are the routines they're going to have you do for the Pro Bowl game?
You know, they're not too bad. Luckily, I come from the Houston Texans cheerleaders, obviously, and we just have such a strong dance background. We are the defending dance champions of the NFL, so these routines aren't too bad. It's just... I think the hardest part for me was just having to learn how to dance with other girls who have such different styles. Everyone's great. It's just, you know, getting used to other people's styles.
All right. From what team does the cheerleader come from that you've made the best friends with? Or give me a couple of teams that you've been able to get along with.
My roommate, is the Jacksonville Jaguars cheerleader, Sam, and she and I have just hit it off completely, and I'm so grateful to have her as my roommate. The Carolina Panthers cheerleader, Myra, is absolutely, she's a little ball of energy, and she's hilarious, and she and I really get along really well, too.
All right, what have you done personally, other than the official cheerleader business stuff?
This is my first time visiting Hawaii, and so today, Friday, is actually my first time ever coming to the beach. Like I said, we've been pretty nonstop all week since Tuesday, practicing and, you know, doing appearances and stuff. Today I finally actually got to soak in the sun, literally, and put my feet in the water. It was great.
You've been so busy, you forgot to bring shorts.
I forgot shorts. I had my packing list, and, you know, the packing list said for business casual type, you know, outfits for dinner and whatnot. So I was like, well, I wouldn't wear shorts to dinner, so I don't need shorts. I didn't think that I would need shorts.
All right, we've seen so many different kinds of outfits. What are you going to use for the game, or is that top secret?
It's not necessarily top secret what I'm going to be wearing for the game. Obviously, our colors, deep steel blue, Liberty white, battle red. I'm going to be wearing my battle red top with the red boots, my signature red boots. There is no other team here that has red boots, so they're really going to stand out.
No Falcons red boots, no Cardinals red boots.
Nope. They've got, I know the Cardinals, I think, have like the Cardinal bird on their boot, but they're white. Everyone else's are white. Mm-hmm.
And how did you get elected to do the Pro Bowl, to get the Pro Bowl gig? How did that come about?
The cheerleaders, within ourselves, we do a vote one night for practice for who's going to go to Pro Bowl. You know, Coach Alto passes out a little piece of paper with a pen, and everybody writes down a name of who they think should be the representative. And I actually found out that night that I made it. So I was really excited. I was blown away.
Yeah. What about representing the Houston Texans organization?
It is an absolute honor. I could go on and on about this. I have been a fan of the Texans since, you know, 2002. My dad has had season tickets since then, and so I've been to so many games, and football is just really, really big for me. I could never cheer for, no offense to, you know, our other teams, but I mean, I'm a football girl, and so to be, it took me two times to try out before I actually made it. So to make it from, you know, being cut from the second round in 2008 to being the Pro Bowl cheerleader in 2013 is just mind-blowing. I couldn't ask for anything more.